until recently, very recently, like 3 days ago. I didn't know there was a watermelon that had a yellow gold inside.
How do you distinguish them?
What do you call them?
I said watermelon. What am I call gold meat? You can't tell the difference, though.
If you were you can't. From the outside?
No, from the outside, no. You can't tell.
So if you were sending somebody out to get one, how would you tell him you wanted a gold one instead of a red one?
All right. Now, if you didn't know, didn't pay attention, you wouldn't know. But I would go there, I'd plant it. The gold meat is, the rind on the outside is more greener than that other one.
It is?
That's not what you tell it. Tell the difference.
You'd know.
I know. But if you paid attention to it, you would know. But if you got a red one, but now I could go there and tell you, there's the other gold meat one there, the other red one, I don't bother. Now here's a gold meat. I could tell you all the pack. I tell you, because the color, the outside color on there is a little green, a little darker green than that there, no end. Be built, grow just like, but it can be round. But it got a different color.
Is there a kind of watermelon that's kind of striped on that side?
Yeah. It's two kinds. The one called a rattlesnake stripe.
A what?
Rattlesnake stripe. It's got a stripe now called a rattlesnake stripe. And then the Dixie Queen, it's got that same stripe, but it's a round watermelon.
Oh, I see. The insides
of
those are...
A real red, that's right, red. Inside, but both of them got the outside stripe.
What's the best kind of watermelon?
Well, I wouldn't know which is the best kind,
but now what to you? Are there differences in the taste?
Yeah, it's different in the taste. Some sweeter than others.
What's the sweetest kind?
The gold meat is about the sweetest one you can get.
It is?
Yeah.
You never find them in stores?
No, they ain't got to the store yet. People now, where I got those seeds, my wife brought them seeds in California.
Really? After it rains, sometimes you'll walk out in your yard and you'll find these little things look like little white umbrellas about that big growing in your yard. Sometimes it's like they just sprung up overnight.
I don't know, frog nests or something.
Are they like mushrooms?
Some of them call them mushrooms, some like the same thing, look like
same thing. Yeah. Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say, can you help me? And then somebody else will say, well, I might could. Is that so natural? Well, I might could help you. I might could do it.
Yeah, I hear sometimes say that. So, well, I'm making it. Some of them say, I might help you.
How about might could?
Might could, no.
That sounds likely. Okay. What kind of owls are there around here?
Owls? Well, we got. We got one owl, he got two three different names. We got one owl here called Shivan Owl. He called him a Screech Owl. He called him a Death Owl. And whatever, he got another name. Oh, now he's the same owl now. He got all these different names.
What size is he?
He's a little bit of something about big as his.
Oh, really? Is there another kind
of big? There's a big owl. Oh, big owl around here, them big owl, he called a hooping owl.
Do they have many around here?
Yeah, man. He came hollering Ricky a little later on.
Really? The big ones or the little ones?
Them big ones.
There's a kind of bird that gets on trees and he tries to pick insects out of the bark.
He got so many names. One called a woodpecker. I have a book called a woodpecker. Some call him a peckerwood, some call him a sapsucker.
They same thing?
Same bird.
Same, they all look alike.
But he's the same bird, but some of them got different colors. Now, one of them got a red head and black and white stripe across his back. The other one, he's a speckled looking thing, you know, with all them woodpeckers.
Mm.